You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show from 93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia. Dim, and before that was The Drop by The Haxan Cloak, my current new favorite artist, I think, The Haxan Cloak. A party that I'm very late to, don't get me wrong. The artist, they've actually gone on to become the like primary composer for Ari Aster. So, I mean, this is, I'm, again, late to this party, but I love it anyway. Welcome to hour two of Syrup Moose Radio. As ever, you are here, and I am grateful for it. We got music this hour coming up from Chatpile, Cancer Bats, Protest the Hero, Beartooth. I got all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a good hour, and I hope that you like it. In fact, let's just get right into it and check out this new one from Chatpile. The song is called Deep Blue, and we will be back on Syrup Moose Radio.
Face melt down and feel all the best parts of yourself drown. Now let the mask become a part of your life. Let them know that they've chosen the right guy. Go on in. Put on that good face in. Shut the mask smile.
I'm gonna go. like my face and call me your friend.
Deep Blue by Chatpile here on Syrup Moose Radio. If you're listening to this show, there's a lot of different places you might be listening to it, and I want to shout all those places out because they think my show is good, which is crazy. So let's quickly just go over all the places you might be hearing this show. My home base is 93.9 FM CICK in Smithers, British Columbia. You can also catch the show in Burnaby on 90.1 FM CJSF, on 88.7 FM CFUR, on Untidy Radio all over the world, on 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario, on 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta. I'm hoping to have one more station pick me up, because then I will have dominated the week. That's right. The only day of the week I am not on the air somewhere is Thursday, so I need someone to pick me up on a Thursday. If you are listening to this and have a station, come on. Come on now. You know you want to. Give me the week. anyway. I mentioned before I am working on a new home, new themarsh.ca. It's getting close to being usable and launchable, so I'm probably going to launch it sooner rather than later. Yeah, so you may notice if you go to themarsh.ca that things are different soon, and I hope that you'll check out the new website and sign up for the mailing list and all that stuff, because that's what I need. It's what I need. It's what I want. If you are a fan of this show, then there's a lot of different ways that you can support it. Primary way to support this show in specific is to donate to all of the stations that I am on. CICK is just finishing up their fund drive, and I'm sure would still appreciate anything that you wanted to spare. You can find all the stations. So CJSF is cjsf.ca, smithersradio.com, cfur.ca, untidyradio.com, radiowaterloo.ca, and ckxu.com. All of these stations need support. They are independent stations and they are awesome. They allow me to have 2 hours of airtime every week to talk nonsense, and I could not be more grateful for that. You can also support me on the show by supporting me on Ko-fi, which is ko-fi.com/themarsh. You can support me for $1 a month or $5 a month, and you get all kinds of stuff. So I think that's pretty cool. I also run a label called Syrup Moose Records, and we just put out a project from Kyle Burnett called Glory Days. I'm very excited about that. I think you should check it out on Bandcamp, syrupmooserecords.bandcamp.com. Coming in August, we have Eternity by DCX 9000, and then in September, I am releasing the self-titled Megafauna record, and I'm also extremely excited about that. Whew, man, I'm actually going to be starting pre-orders for that July 1st. So if you're especially keen, you can grab it then. And if you're not especially keen, that's fine too. For today and tomorrow, when you're hearing this, it'll just be today. It's the last day to get the Megafauna discography for $10 on Bandcamp. So the megafauna.bandcamp.com. You can also get it on Ampwall, ampwall.com/megafauna. There we go. All the plugs. I did them. Now I don't have to plug anything else. We're going to get a little Canadian with it, I believe. I think Cancer Bats are Canadian, right? Are they? Maybe I should check before I go running my mouth off. Let's see. Cancer Bats doing a Google on the radio. They are. Thank God. Cancer Bats are a Canadian hardcore punk band. Perfect. So we got upcoming album from Cancer Bats and an upcoming album from Protest the Hero. So we're going to blast those both, one right after another, and check them out. And then I'm going to talk about books. I've been reading a lot of books this year. So let's get into it. Let's really just tuck into books and why they're great. All right, folks, we got Brooklyn Doran featuring, oh no, sorry, Long Tooth featuring Brooklyn Doran by Cancer Bats coming up right now from their upcoming album. Let's thrash on and check it out. We'll be right back. Protest the Hero with Mouthpiece, and before that, Brand New Cancer Bats with Long Tooth Mouthpiece. I'm going to pretend that was on purpose. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Syrup Moose Radio. We're going to talk about books, because I've been reading a lot of books this year. If you're interested in that part of my personality, I guess, you can follow me on The Story Graph. It's app.thestorygraph.com/profile/oldcryptid, or just go to The Story Graph and search Old Cryptid, I guess. There's also links and stuff on all of my sites. So if you want to be book nerds together, we absolutely can do that. I most recently finished The Deep by a Canadian author, Nick Cutter, which was extraordinarily disturbing. And currently I am reading Never Whistle at Night, an Indigenous dark fiction collection, anthology, my apologies, which has been tremendous and really excellent. And I'm also reading The Mustache by Emmanuel Carrère, which is about a man who shaves his mustache and nobody notices, and he slowly unravels. And I'm only like 30 pages into that one, but it's really funny and bizarre, and I'm excited to see where it goes next. I've also got a great big pile of books right now that I'm working my way through. Dead Silence by S.A. Barnes is next up. Also The Turn of the Screw by Henry James and Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov are all kind of sitting on my table taunting me. And I have more on the way. And a lot of these, almost all of the books that I've been reading this year, I've been getting from my local library. So the Hazleton Library has been really awesome. You know, even if they don't have the books, there is a whole system in place of getting books from other libraries. And if you're not reading books, I don't know what to tell you. It's great. This year I've read 36 books, and set a goal for 52, which is a book a week essentially. And I am ahead of schedule apparently. I used to be a really voracious reader when I was a kid. And so there's something really nostalgic and comforting about it, but also the content that I'm reading is much different now, and it's great. I want to talk about books. If you want to be book friends, we can on The Story Graph. This is not a sponsored show by The Story Graph, but I'm Old Cryptid on there if you want to be book pals. I've also been chronicling my journey with reading this year, because I was in a real reading slump, and now I feel like I've kind of broken that. And so I've been writing about that over on themarsh.ca. If you're keen, you can find out. I do them every 2 months. So I've actually got one ready to go almost for to come out in July. So if you want to, you can check that out if you want. And why wouldn't you? It's good. It's good. It's good stuff. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to keep the episode light, and I'm feeling exhausted, but I think that's okay. We're going to check out a new one here from Beartooth. This song is called Bullshit on Syrup Moose Radio. Check out this Beartooth track. It whips.
The exit, feel it in my chest, I'm coming unraveled inside. Never take action, never stop asking, why am I ready to die? Maybe I shouldn't have said, maybe I'm better off dead, maybe my only thought, I never can trust what's in my head. Myself, I'm sick of this bullshit!
the edge head first into a new mind.
Like thieves picking the egg from my pocket.